Don't wait. Call Helitech. I did. From waterproofing and concrete leveling to complete foundation repair, Helitech will make your home and basement a place you enjoy again.
We're tune in to the annual St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fundraising dinner at the Ritz-Clayton. This jacket and tie dinner is full of fun, great food and entertainment, including stories from St. Louis's own John Hamm, plus a $150 gift certificate. This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game or four Blues preseason game tickets. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease during the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Wednesday, August 30th. Brought to you by
the University of Missouri St. Louis, SSM Health Cardinal Glennon's Children's Hospital, the Flooring Industry Council, SSM Cancer Care, American Eagle Credit Union, Kraftig, Spectrum Eyeglass Repair,
and the Big 550. KTRS Cares.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. Okay, it's hot out here in St. Louis, and all that heat coming through your windows can hike up your AC bill. Now you can beat the heat, cut your energy bill, and transform a boring place into a show place with one call to 3-Day Blinds for beautiful energy-saving shades or draperies. Best of all, a 3-Day Blinds design consultant will come right to your home at no cost with samples and great ideas. Whether you know what you want or not quite sure, at 3-Day Blinds, window treatments is all they do, and with 40 years and millions of windows, it's the name people trust. And because you're buying direct from the manufacturer, there's no middleman, so you'll save time and money. So keep the heat out, and when winter comes, keep the heat in with style and beauty. Whether it's shade, shutters, blinds, or drapes, 3-Day Blinds has you covered. And listen to this. Right now, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. Make the perfect choice right in your own home with an experienced design expert who'll come to you at no cost. Schedule your free in-home design consultation now. Call 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422.
Do you like free hotel stays, free airline tickets, and earning up to 30% back in free travel points? Well, that's what's happening at Bonvoy.com. Bonvoy.com has the lowest prices on hotels and car rentals guaranteed. When you book with Bonvoy.com, you earn up to 30% back in travel points that you can use for free hotel stays and free airline tickets with no blackout dates or restrictions. Here's the travel hacker, Daniel Gillespie, who's a big fan, and this guy knows how to travel. He recently took a $50,000 trip around the world that only cost him $400.
I just booked a trip on Bonvoy and got 36% back in points. Bonvoy.com is the real deal. The prices are the lowest, and the rewards program is unlike anything I've ever seen. I've even been able to earn more than double the rewards that I earn as a platinum elite member at some of the largest hotel chains.
Book hotels and cars at Bonvoy.com today. That's Bonvoy.com. Go to Bonvoy.com right now and get an extra 1,500 travel points for free just for registering. Go to Bonvoy.com today. That's Bonvoy.com.
Inland Marine Boats and Barnhart is St. Louis's Mercury Platinum Boat Dealer.
Hi, I'm Jim Dooley, owner of Inland Marine Boats. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226.
26715. NMLS number 2675699.
Don't miss this week's featured guest on the Inside Out Show, Chuck Easter, the president of Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Easter Fence Deck and Renovations is committed to doing what's right. They are your good neighbor. Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Quality since 1957.
It's Friday afternoon at the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss, Tim Weiland, and Max Foisy are all here in the studio with me. And it's time now for the showbiz segment of our show, which is brought to you by Window World, the number one replacement window company in the United States, the original $189 window company, online at windowworldst.louis.com. So we've come to the time of the year when most of the big movies are already out for the summer. In fact, all of the big movies are out for the summer. And we're turning the corner in the next few weeks into what they call the quality movie time of the year. September, October, November, and then the big December Christmas releases and the desperate attempts to get nominated for Academy Awards. In the meantime, there are no blockbusters opening up this weekend except for one animated movie, which neither Max nor I saw. So here's the big movie that we have to review for you. It's the third movie in a series of movies made by Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon and director Michael Winterbottom. Started in 2010 with a movie called The Trip. A couple years later, they did a sequel called The Trip to Italy. And now they're back with a third movie called The Trip to Spain. Max and I both saw the press screening of this the other night, at which Max told me he had not seen either of the two previous movies, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. I thought that these would be the kind of movies you would like.
Surprised me, too.
So I'm going to let you take the lead here, because you knew nothing about these movies, and you can talk about them the way many people who might go see this would, having no knowledge of the previous two.
This has been a journey of discovery for me, and usually that's not the case. As you point out, I know a lot about films before going in, and I have some preconceived notions. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad with the finished product, but with this one, I really wasn't sure what to expect. Now, I'm not very familiar with Rob Brydon. I know he's much more popular over in the UK. He was a Home Shopping Network host for a while, and then he got into comedy writing. He was on the original version of Gavin and Stacey, which was rebooted here with Thomas Hayden Church and Deborah Messing, but it died because Americans can't do British comedy. But he's well known over there, and his co-star here is Steve Coogan. And Steve Coogan has, as you pointed out last hour, done incredible work in movies such as Tropic Thunder and Hamlet 2, and of course the Oscar-nominated Philomena with Judi Dench, which they reference in this movie, which in a hilarious sense. And so I love him a whole lot. And I was aware of the Trip movies, but I had never got around to watching them. And so when the third one came out, the third one is out today, and when the screening invite was sent out, I thought to myself, even though there's no screenwriters credited on these movies, because they're improvised movies, by and large.
Right. The way it works is the two stars and the director outline the scenes that they want to do, and then he just points the camera in these beautiful scenarios, mm-hmm. and they kind of ad-lib their way and improvise their way through it. I'm sure there are multiple takes because there are multiple camera angles.
But I was still uncomfortable in going to see what amounted to the third in a trilogy of movies without seeing one and two. So thankfully, the first film, simply called The Trip, and the second film, titled The Trip to Italy, are both on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I have a Netflix account. So a couple days ago, I fired up the first one. I hit play. I'm watching it with my wife. We're like, Steve Coogan, this is going to be great. We're watching it. About 20 minutes in, I hit stop. And I was so let down and disappointed because I found this scenario for that first film so uncomfortable. They didn't like each other. He didn't even want to bring Ryden on the trip because he was trying to bring a woman to impress her, and then that fell through. And I just got really uncomfortable with it, and they were doing goofy voices, and I thought, what is this movie? So I shut it off, and I thought, that's fine. I'll go see the third one. Who cares? Well, and we can talk about the nuts and bolts of why we both enjoyed this film, because we did, but I loved this third movie.
I have to say, when he says he loved this movie, I was sitting two seats away from him.
Yep.
And Max and I have been to many press screenings together where we've sat relatively close to each other. But we never talk about the movie because we want it to be fresh when we come on the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's felt about it. He doesn't know what I felt about it. But I've never heard Max laugh out loud as much as you did at this movie.
There are multiple laugh out loud moments that come out of nowhere that I was very, very happy with. And what's great about this third film is they now want to be on this trip together, of course. They have such a natural rapport with one another, and they have tons of inside jokes that they're referring back to that I didn't get because I didn't watch the other two movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I found myself really engaged, and really, I thought the whole thing was compelling and beautiful, and the food looked amazing.
Yep.
And I really fell in love with this movie.
Okay, now before you go on.
Yes.
Dan hasn't seen any of these movies, correct?
No.
But you have heard the clips that I've played of Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon doing their spot-on Michael Caine impressions.
Oh, yes.
Those are the famous clips. They've gone viral.
Okay.
Well, in this one, you get a tiny little bit of Michael Caine and some other people who I'll mention in a moment. But the set piece in the middle of this movie is when the two of them do dueling Roger Moores.
Oh.
Now, Roger Moore just died a couple of months ago. Here's a scene where they're in this fantastic Spanish restaurant. The waitress has just brought them over an appetizer where there's one scallop each for them. And it's a scallop with, I think it's Iranian caviar. And she describes all this stuff. Doesn't matter. It just looks fantastic. And the two of them go into their Roger Moores.
Go first.
No. Please, you go first.
Well, before I do, Scaramango, why don't I turn them that way? In which case, should you have interfered with my
scallop? My country, it is always traditional that the nearest scallop is served to the guest.
Where I come from, it is a custom to proffer the largest scallop to the guest.
In my country, when such an offer is made, it is traditional to turn the plate round twice and replace it on the table.
Come, Mr. Bond. You enjoy the scallop just as much as I do. Please, eat.
Bottoms up.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond. Mr. Bond, goodbye.
You should pay more attention to your chef. He's working for Her Majesty's government.
Now, you're an impressionist. Those are damn good Roger Moores, aren't they?
Oh, heck yeah.
And the way that they do it and just wing it and throw in, you know.
Really, really great.
Oh, it's just fantastic. And there are several set pieces like that. Not only do they do the Roger Moore stuff, but they have a couple of callbacks with Mick Jagger. And one of them trying to teach the other one how to do Mick Jagger. They do the same for John Hurt, who also just recently died. Marlon Brando, David Bowie, Monty Python, Spanish Inquisition, because they're in Spain, and there are several of those throughout the movie.
I went back home and I watched. I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch these backwards, which I've never done with the trilogy that I haven't seen. So I watched Trip to Italy and really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was so much more fun than what I saw from that first movie. There's a recurring gag with an iPod that doesn't work, and they have to listen to Alanis Morissette for most of the trip, and that's really great stuff. So then I finally watched The Trip, the very first one.
The one you'd given up on.
Yes, the one that I thought, I'm not going to enjoy these movies at all, and I have to watch three of them. After enjoying parts 2 and 3, that first one is even better because you can see how they came together to be such good friends over the course of 17 years.
Yeah.
I think I would recommend to Dan Strauss and to anybody listening, to Tim, to Jose, to watch these movies in reverse order.
In reverse. Yeah.
Meaning, go right now to go see The Trip to Spain at the Plaza Frontenac, and then if you enjoy it and laugh as much as Paul and I did, then you can watch parts 2 and 3, or I'm sorry, 2 and 1 on Netflix.
Now, I will say this about the movie. I have a couple of things to add about the movie, because those scenes where they're doing their impressions, or just when they're driving along, you can tell they have that camaraderie of old friends who get under each other's skin and jab at each other verbally and otherwise, and it's really, really funny. But there are some serious subplots, including Steve Coogan's son, about Steve Coogan's son and Coogan's love life and his career obstacles and his successes like Philomena, which is a call back in here after he won two Oscar nominations for that. Meanwhile, Rob Brydon, the other guy, is this happily married father of two whose success has been mostly limited to Britain, as Max said. And while Steve Coogan is fighting with his agent over getting a new screenplay produced, Rob Brydon is in his hotel room content to FaceTime with his wife in bed. So it's two very different characters going through this. Now, here's the bad thing about this movie. The last 10 minutes, when they have parted ways and Steve Coogan moves on to something else, that it goes nowhere, and then the movie ends suddenly for no reason.
It's a baffling ending, and I don't want to go into spoilers, but given a conversation they have earlier that sort of relates to this out-of-nowhere ending, I don't know what they were trying to say
with it.
And it's baffling.
Here's the problem. When you go see these movies, you've signed on for two funny guys, and you end up with one not being funny guy, and it just ends.
A very strange ending.
Yeah, they should have just chopped it when they get back and they part ways. That should just be the end of the movie, as it was in the first two.
The only negative thing that I can say about the trip to Spain and also trip to Italy and the original trip is every single time I felt like these two had worn out their welcome. It was almost like taking an actual road trip with friends or family. By about Thursday, you're done with them and they get sort of annoying. Same thing with these two. And I was saying to a friend of mine after the screening, I think I would enjoy the trip to Spain so much more as a television show if I could just check in like once a week. Like, I wonder what they're eating now and where they're at. And my friend goes, that's what these are. Over in the UK, these are television seasons.
It started out as a TV show where they went on various adventures. And
there were six 30-minute episodes that were edited together for the foreign market. We are the foreign market.
Yes.
So even Trip to Spain was a television show that you could watch in installments, which I think would be incredible and so much better.
See, I would like to hang out with these guys, even through their serious moments. They're just fun to be with. I hope they keep traveling. I hope they keep going out somewhere again in two more years.
Oh, they have to, because this ending... This can't be the ending of the trilogy.
Oh,
they have to do another one.
Absolutely. I agree. What do you give it on a scale of 10?
I would give this an 8 on a scale of 10.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Usually I give these movies higher. The 10 minutes at the end knocked it down a notch for me to an 8 out of 10.
It's a bit long, so I would say 8.
It's called The Trip to Spain. Dan, I really think you'd enjoy it.
Is it wide release?
It's a Plaza Frontenac kind of movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Art houses.
Yeah. So
what's the animation that's opening this week that you guys haven't seen?
Well, for
it's
a long
called
time,
Leap.
Yeah, it was called Ballerina for a long time, and I think in other territories it's still called Ballerina. It's who is it? It's not Sony, is it? It's somebody's trying to get into animation. Sony's already been in animation, but it's a studio that says we're going to be the next Disney, and now they've retitled this Leap, and it's about a young ballerina who falls in love and has to save the world. I did not see it.
Sounds great.
I didn't see it either.
I think it's based on a true story, Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what's funny? The first movie we've had in a long time that actually is a true story, The Trip to Spain, Dan doesn't ask us.
I know. I figured it was.
The other movie that's out today, talk about art house movies, I don't think this will play at Plaza. I think this is going to be a Tivoli-only movie.
Mm.
It's a movie called Good Time. Do not let the title fool you. Good Time is anything but. It starts with an actor named Benny Safdie, who you will not know. He plays a mentally challenged guy named Nick, who's in a conversation with his therapist. And pretty soon, Robert Pattinson bursts in as Nick's brother, Connie, and takes Nick out of there. And the next thing we know, Nick and Connie, the brothers, are trying to pull off a bank robbery, which they're not very good at. But they get away with a bag full of cash, not knowing that there's going to be the red dye marker in there. And, of course, when it explodes, the paint gets all over them, and they find themselves being chased by the cops, and things go downhill from there. The rest of the plot of this movie involves a case of mistaken identity, a soda bottle full of LSD, a weird trip to a closed amusement park, and all sorts of odd encounters reminiscent of what Griffin Dunne went through in the Martin Scorsese movie After Hours more than two decades ago. Unfortunately, Benny Safdie and his brother Josh, who co-wrote this with him and co-directed it with him, they're not Martin Scorsese. So what we're left with is a nightmare for both the characters on the screen and those of us in the theater watching this thing. And there's this pumped-up EDM score. I can't stand EDM music. I know it's a generational thing, but I cannot take it. And the guy who scored this, Daniel Lopatin is his name, it's almost as annoying as the story that it accompanies. I will say this. The only positive thing about this is Robert Pattinson's performance. I've never seen Robert Pattinson in anything. I didn't go to the Twilight movies because I'm not a 14-year-old girl. I didn't go to any of the other things that he's appeared in through the years. In this movie, Robert Pattinson captures Connie's ineptness and his intensity beautifully. His energy virtually leaps off the screen. It's just too bad that he's stuck in a funhouse of a movie without much redemption. And the same can be said of Jennifer Jason Leigh and Barkhad Abdi, who both have small supporting roles. Jennifer Jason Leigh was a star after Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Then her career kind of went sideways, but a couple years ago she made Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight. She should have been able to get something better than this after that. And Barkhad Abdi was nominated for an Oscar for Captain Phillips, and I know the kind of roles he would be up for are kind of limited because of the kind of actor he is. But really, Barkhad, this is the best you can do? It's called Good Time. It is not a good time. 4 out of 10. Mostly for, or almost entirely for, Robert Pattinson's performance.
David Cronenberg did a film about 5 years ago called Cosmopolis. Very strange film. Pattinson is in almost every scene. He's pretty much driving in the back of a limo. He's riding in the back of a limo through this city that's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal in it. So if you liked him in Good Time, I would recommend Cosmopolis.
All right, more movies and TV stuff to get to as we continue with the Showbiz Show here on the Big 550 KTRS right after this.
Meet me.
And we're checking traffic right now with Tim Wild.
I'll give you some good news. They cleared the accident on southbound Highway 55 at Gasconade. The bad news is you're still backed up about the Poplar Street Bridge, but things started opening up after Gasconade. They did clear the accident on westbound 4064 at Clarkson. Now, you're running slow on westbound 40 between Van Deventer and McCausland. Heavy again, 170 through Lindbergh, and then Mason out through Clarkson. Still working with the accident on westbound Highway 70, and that's just before the Blanchette Bridge. Traffic is backed up east of Highway 170. Southbound 170 now is stop and go from Page down through Highway 40, and southbound 270, we're slowing from Dorset down through Highway 44. And this traffic report brought to you by Office Max Office Depot. That's where you can get your back-to-school one-cent event. It's going on now. In stores only, items 1 cent with $5 minimum purchase before tax. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Guys, here's a number we think you'll find interesting. 50% of men over 40 suffer from erectile dysfunction. There are lots of causes for ED and male sexual performance issues. Diet, stress, medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, prostate cancer. At the St. Louis Men's Clinic, we specialize in male sexual health, and we can deliver immediate results for men experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's all we do, all day, every day. Our doctor-supervised non-surgical treatment plans have helped over 15,000 men in St. Louis improve their performance. And improved performance means a more satisfying life. Call us today to make an appointment. Our doctors will create a customized treatment plan that applies state-of-the-art medicine and technology to address your sexual health. You'll see results on your first visit. Take control of your sexual performance by calling St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation. Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
You know it. You love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. And now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs.
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick and mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs.
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh cut fries, homemade chips, and deep fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, hotdogswithans.com for details.
Hot diggity dogs.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-2168. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-2168. That's 1-800-600-2168. 1-800-600-2168.
When you're in charge of restoring a historical building, you have to be an artisan with attention to detail. Historic building owners throughout the St. Louis area have been trusting Wommel Plastering with their restoration project, and for good reason. If Wommel can deliver the results for these people, they can definitely meet and exceed your needs for your home or office. From practical to ornate plastering work, call Wommel Plastering at 314-781-9010 or see them at fixmyplaster.com.
Oftentimes people ask me, why Menino's Market in Cottonville? Well, I'll tell you, the quality food, better prices than the chain stores, homemade pies, homemade bread, homemade sausages, homemade brats, best grade of meat, custom order your meat from the butcher on site, local produce from area farmers, great customer service, and if you're planning a barbecue, the place you want to go, Menino's. Just some of the reasons why I go there almost every day. Menino's Market in Cottonville, meninosmarket.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Didn't I just say I hate EDM music, Max?
That's why I had to play some for you.
Yeah. It's like the Steve Coogan, Rob Brydon thing. You've known each other long enough, you know what gets the other guy going.
I, too, am too old for this. I don't understand this music.
Then turn it off.
I don't understand this music. I don't understand this rock and roll music you kids are listening to.
The KTRS Nestle Purina Radiothon is going to happen next Wednesday, the 30th, 6 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon. During the Radiothon, you'll have the opportunity to bid on all sorts of unique opportunities and prizes. I guess if they're all sorts of unique, that can't be. Unique means one of a kind. But there are all sorts of amazing opportunities and prizes. You can make a difference right away by going to the KTRS website and click on the Radiothon tab. If you make a $200 donation, you will get four tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game and four tickets to one of three Blues preseason games. And you'll be entered into a drawing for four tickets to see Billy Joel at Busch Stadium on September 21st. If you added the price of those things up, that would be way more than the $200 you'd be donating for the KTRS Nestle Purina Radiothon. You can make a difference, again, by going to KTRS.com and click on the Radiothon tab. All right, we're back with the showbiz stuff here on the Big 550 KTRS. In the previous segment, Max and I both gave an 8 out of 10 to The Trip to Spain, which is open today. And I gave a 4 out of 10 to the Robert Pattinson movie Good Time. One thing I didn't mention about that, I saw in the credits a credit I've never seen before. Some guy listed way, way down in the credits, Ben Edelman as acid-buying complainer. That's the name of his role.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't even get that when I was in Mississippi Grind. Dan didn't even get that when he was up in the air. So
no,
we can't complain, but how'd you like to have that on your resume? Well, what kind of work have you done, Ben? Well, I was acid-buying complainer in Good Time.
I bought some acid. I wasn't happy with it.
And I complained.
I also want to mention that Jay Thomas died yesterday at the age of 69. Jay had a longtime radio career on the coasts, but he also had a lot of TV experience. When Mork and Mindy first came on the air with Robin Williams and Pam Dauber, they thought they needed a lot of wacky or not-so-wacky straight-laced characters on that show. Conrad Janis was on there as Mindy's father. He had a music store. And Mork and Mindy also used to go to this deli that was run by a guy named Dino and his sister. I can't remember who that actress was, but Jay Thomas played Dino on there. So he was on the first season of there. After a while, they realized, we don't need this. We have Robin Williams. Get rid of all these other people. Just have him go crazy. And later on, bring in Jonathan Winters, and you got a show. So, but Jay Thomas was on that. He was also on Cheers for a few seasons as Eddie LeBeck, who was Carla Tortelli's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how he was a hockey player?
He was a goalie for the Bruins.
Yeah, he was a goalie for the Bruins who went off to go with like Disney on Ice or the Ice Capade or something.
Yeah, Penguin.
And you know how he died?
By the Zamboni.
Oh, right. Yeah, he got run over by the Zamboni.
Run over by Zamboni, that's right.
There was a spinoff show called The Tortellis that only lasted a couple of episodes.
Yeah. With Dan Hedaya.
Right.
And Gene Kasem. Casey Kasem's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jay Thomas was also on Murphy Brown, where he won 2 Emmys. He was also on a series called Love and War, which was a kind of a, not a spinoff of Murphy Brown, but Diane English, who was doing Murphy Brown, thought Jay Thomas was so good, and he won 2 Emmys for being on that she made a show for him called Love and War and had him co-starring with Susan Day from the Partridge Family. That did not work at all. So they fired her, and in the second season brought in Annie Potts. And their relationship worked a little bit better. It stayed on the air for a couple of years. Jay Thomas said that show, Love and War, will never be rerun or released on DVD because Diane English and Les Moonves, it was before he ran CBS, he was the head of Warner Brothers at the time, they hated each other, so no one will ever see that, ever again. Hmm. He was also the movie Mr. Holland's Opus. Recently he was on Ray Donovan on Showtime. But Jay Thomas will always be remembered as the guy who went on David Letterman's final show of the year, every year, the Christmas episode, threw a football to knock a meatball off the top of a tree and told what David Letterman said was the greatest guest story ever. He did it for something like 15 straight years. Here's one of those years.
When I was a young disc jockey, I would open up car dealerships, and I would do the remote, which you did, too, as a DJ and as a weatherman and all that.
Let's go to Jay Thomas now.
Come on out to the Dodge dealer. It was Dodge. And so the Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore, was working for that company, and he would come to the various dealerships, and little kids would come. Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who played the Lone Ranger.
The real Lone Ranger.
Right.
And he was very much into being the Lone Ranger. He wore the outfit. He wore the mask. He had the guns. He had the hat. And he was into being the Lone Ranger. So I get there, and I'm telling people to come out, and the Lone Ranger is there, and it's not a high point in my career. I don't know where my life is going. I have a long, frizzy hair, and I'm a disc jockey, and my buddy Mike Martin, who was in the record business and who looked sort of like a Bay City roller. He had the long, long hair and the stacked heels and tight pants, and he would come.
See, now that's a new point. I haven't heard that.
You know, I was just realizing
You never described him as a Bay City roller.
He looked like a Bay City roller, and he would do like this with his hair all the time, right?
Yeah.
So he would come and we would get herbed up during the performance. Which
So
it's nice that your boys are here for that.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, his son called him. It's his dad. You smoked pot? And so we would go behind the dumpster, you know, right to, I do it at the end of the performance. I didn't want to, you know, ruin the car sales. And so we got completely loaded and we come out and no one was there to pick up the Lone Ranger to take him back to the Red Carpet Inn on Moorhead Street. So he looked very uncomfortable. I had an old beat up Volvo. And I said, well, Mr. Moore, you know, can I give you a ride home? He says, well, sure. So we get
the Lone Ranger suit.
We get him in the back seat of the Volvo. Mike and I, we can barely see the road. We get onto the thing and we're driving like this in the Lone Ranger. We're being really quiet. The Lone Ranger is in the back seat. Mike's, you know, doing like this, you know, checking his hair. And we're trying not to look stoned is the other thing we're trying to do. So like, so we get in 5 o'clock traffic and some guy is upset that we're on this Independence Boulevard. He's upset that it's all jammed. He backs and it's a Buick and it's a middle-aged man. I'll never forget him. And he backs into my car and I can hear my headlight crunch.
Oh, no.
And he pulls out and he turns off like this. Well, I go, that guy crashed into me. So I get into Volvo and I gun the thing and we're chasing the guy through Charlotte, North Carolina. And the Lone Ranger's in the back seat. Emotionless, just in the back seat like this, back and forth, and the mask and the whole thing. So I'm in the Volvo, and so finally I gun it, you know, and it gets right in front of the Buick, and I pull off, and Mike and I jump out, and I go, man, you crashed into my car. And he gets out, he says, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. You backed into me, and you broke my car. And he says, well, what do you want? I said, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops. He says, oh, really? Well, who do you think they are going to believe? You two hippie freaks or me? And the Lone Ranger gets out from the Volvo.
They'll believe me, citizen.
And the guy goes, I didn't know it was you. And that's a true story.
There you go.
Jay Thomas, who told that story over a dozen times on Letterman Show. He was as much a part of the Christmas show as Darlene Love singing Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Died yesterday at the age of 69 from a long battle with cancer. And that is certainly what he's best known for. Speaking of talk show guests, I got an email from a listener named John Burbage, who listens from Katy, Texas. And he writes to me, he says, Paul, I've been a longtime reader of your blog and listener to your podcasts. Not too long ago, you had a man on who hosts the Carson podcast. That's a guy named Mark Malkoff, who we had on, a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
He was great. He told a lot of great Johnny Carson stories. John Burbage says, being as how I'm 66 now and of the Johnny Carson Show generation, I found the interview very interesting, and I've gone back and listened to some of the Carson podcasts that I missed, and one really caught my attention, and since I seem to agree with you on a lot of your politics and science and skepticism, I have a question to ask. The podcast was an interview with the amazing Kreskin. Now, I grew up in the 60s and 70s watching Kreskin on various shows like Carson and Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas. I thought of him as a magician, and I appreciated him for that. However, over the years, he seemed to be kind of full of himself, and in the interview on that podcast, when he's not telling the host how wonderful he is, he seems to actually be trying to convince us that he's real. I always thought that this I'm a real mentalist was just a part of the act, but apparently it's not. And I'm aware that you know some very capable magicians and illusionists like the amazing Randy and Banachek and Penn Jillette, to name a few. I was wondering, Paul, if you've ever discussed Kreskin with any of them over the years and what their opinion of him was. Kreskin's attitude in the Carson podcast comes off like one of those people who claim to talk with the dead and will help you cross over, the kind of people skeptics have been exposing now for many years. Well, John, your perception of the amazing Kreskin is exactly right. He started out presenting himself as a, hey, look at this mentalism trick I can do, and then later on it was, no, I really have these paranormal abilities, which is all BS. And that's when I started disliking him. And I have talked to Randy and Penn and some other people about it. They all agree, and you are in good company in feeling that Kreskin fits into the same con man category as John Edward. And then I thought about it, and I remembered a movie that I recommended to John. And I'll recommend to you now. It's called The Great Buck Howard. Did you ever see this, Max?
I have not.
No. You've seen so many movies, I'm surprised you haven't seen that. Well, I'm not really surprised, because when it came out, it made no money. I saw it on cable. It stars John Malkovich as a smarmy, Kreskin-like performer who is doing a mentalism act, but he's a has-been. And he hires an assistant who's played by Colin Hanks to travel with him. And the director and the writer of this, Sean McGinley, gets the essence of has-been showbiz perfect in this movie. You also get Emily Blunt as Buck Howard's reluctant publicist, and Ricky Jay, who's a master magician. He plays Buck's manager. Tom Hanks is in there as Colin Hanks' father, who's not happy with his son's career choice.
That's a stretch.
Like I said, it didn't make any money. I saw it on cable. It's not streaming, but if you have a Netflix DVD account, they do have it there. I checked this morning. And I can tell you, I watched this and enjoyed it a lot more than the last few times I saw Kreskin doing his I am really doing the mentalism bit. It's called The Great Buck Howard. Hmm. You might want to check it out.
There is a condition that is recognized by con men and shysters and scam artists and charlatans where if you do the con long enough, sometimes you can start to believe your own snake oil.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's an actual mental thing where if you rip off people enough with whatever you're doing, eventually, you know what? I am psychic. I can really do these things. And, of course, you start to develop some mental problems, which is kind of amazing. So maybe that's what happened to
Kreskin. Maybe that explains it.
Yeah.
He bought into his own hype for so many years.
Yes.
Speaking of buying into your own hype, Jerry Lewis died last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a Jerry Lewis fan?
In a sense, I thought he was fun and funny. I saw him at the Fox Theater one time.
Oh, you did?
One of the funniest shows I've ever seen. He was really, really funny on stage, had a good stage presence. But I got disillusioned the more I found out how big of a jerk he was mm-hmm. to people and just everyone around him, how big of a jerk he was, which really disappointed me.
Look at his last interview ever, which
that was horrible.
And that turned out to be his last interview.
And I felt bad for that reporter.
Absolutely.
That was sitting there trying to talk to him
just
and
do
being
his job.
Nice to him.
Yeah. And being respectful to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, what a jerk.
Now,
it's like,
on the other hand, you got to give this guy credit for raising, I don't know, $1 billion?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's ironic. We're coming up on Labor Day, and Jerry Lewis was kicked off that telethon, 7 years ago, maybe, in 2010?
Yeah.
Something like that. But
and
he did it for like 50 years and raised all that money. And if that money really went for research mm-hmm. and helped out kids, then that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But the way he did it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, he would use those moments on that show to rant against people who he thought had slighted him in some way.
Yeah.
And, the ugly side of him came out very, very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see where, you know, his movie, The Nutty Professor,
yes.
had kind of a nerdy professor who turned into Buddy Love, this smarmy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And people said, oh, he's doing both the Jerry Lewis character and the mm-hmm. Dean Martin character. No, I think he's doing the Jerry Lewis character and the Jerry Lewis real person.
Yeah.
But he didn't go off on, like you were saying, how he would go off and people that slided him. He didn't do that all through those years. He did that in his later years. That's why he got kicked off, right?
No. He was doing it in the middle years
really?
As well.
I never paid attention to
that. No, towards the end,
then.
He got kicked off because he was saying homophobic stuff.
Oh.
And he made a couple of racial remarks. And the MDA people said, okay, we can't take any more of this.
Okay.
But he always would do that because he would get upset about things that... You know, normally people would go, okay, let mm-hmm. it go. And he could not let things go.
Yeah.
And he would just kind of be out of control with that.
If you're not a big fan of his comedy, I would recommend the Martin Scorsese film, The King of Comedy.
Yes.
Which is a disturbing, dramatic film with De Niro, one of his best roles, Rupert Pumpkin. And he's a guy, Pumpkin, who is obsessed with Jerry Lewis's character.
Yes.
And he's playing sort of a version of himself. And it's just an incredible film.
Yeah. I agree. Turner Classic Movies is going to, on Labor Day, which used to be Jerry Lewis's day,
right.
they're going to do a Jerry Lewis marathon, and they're going to show The King of Comedy and The Nutty Professor, and I guess a bunch of his other
Bellboy,
stuff.
Probably.
Cinderfella,
right.
Some of the others that are out there. And that's all the stuff we have on the Showbiz Show for you today, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're ready for another look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared that accident, and now it seems like all the accidents are gone, but they cleared the accident westbound Highway 70 before the Blanchet Bridge. Here's the damage that it's caused, though. You're jammed up on westbound 70 east of Highway 170. You're jammed up on westbound 364 from Highway 270 that goes all the way up through the Discovery Bridge, or the Veterans Bridge. A lot of folks taking northbound 141 Earth City Expressway up to 360. 370, that's jammed up from 70 to 370, and westbound 370 from 270 through the Earth City Expressway, it's jammed there. Now, if you're traveling on westbound Highway 40, your stop and go from approaching Kings Highway through McCausland, going to be heavy again from 141 out through Boone's Crossing, southbound 55 since they cleared that accident at Gasconade. All that volume has moved further south, and you are slowing now from Bates all the way out through Revis Barracks. And this traffic report brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy a large classic pepperoni pizza for only $5. It's hot and ready all day, every day at Little Caesars, plus tax at participating locations. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
It's almost here. It's almost here. The KTRS Nestle Purina Radiothon will be held on Wednesday, August 30th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's almost here. Every donation counts, and you can help right away, if not sooner. For a $200 donation, you get four tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game and four tickets to one of three St. Louis Blues preseason games. But wait, there's more. You'll be automatically entered into a drawing for four tickets to see Billy Joel at Busch Stadium on September 21st. How cool is that? Go to KTRS.com and look for the KTRS Radiothon tab to get more information and make your donation now. We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Thanks for the memories.
Hi, I'm Terry Hall, and I'd like you to join me for Thanks for the Memories every Saturday night at 11 p.m. right here on KTRS. It's a show about music and memories.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
So join us Saturday nights at 11 for Thanks for the Memories, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
I'm very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS. News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. ABC Radio News has received the Edward R. Murrow Award for overall excellence and is heard exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.